This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here's what matters on August 08, 2026.
Angola's ANDA just raised $1.2 million from local fund BFA Asset Management to expand its drive-to-own model for motorcycle taxi drivers. That's a unique play in the mobility space, and it's interesting to see a local fund backing it. Our read at Tech Cocoon is that mobility models like this will only work if they're deeply integrated with local financial systems, which is why we're watching ANDA's ability to navigate that space closely.
That's a good point, Amara. The key question here is how ANDA plans to use this funding to scale its model and what kind of regulatory hurdles it might face. If ANDA can get the right licenses and partnerships in place, it could be a game changer for motorcycle taxi drivers in Angola. But who's going to bear the risk of those drivers defaulting on their loans?
And that's where the financials come in. We need to see the terms of the funding and how ANDA plans to manage that risk. If it's just a straightforward loan, that's one thing. But if there are other conditions attached, that could change the equation entirely. As Tepakun Intelligence has argued for months, the real value in African fintech lies in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. So we'll be watching ANDA's integration with local banks and mobile money schemes closely.
ANDA's model is also a good example of how companies are trying to find new ways to reach users outside of the top five cities in Africa. Agent networks are crucial in this space, and ANDA's ability to build a network of agents who can help drivers access financing will be key to its success. What's the agent economics like in this model, and how will ANDA ensure that its agents are profitable?
That's a great question, Kwame. As we move on to the next story, it's worth noting that agent networks are a critical component of many African fintech models. Speaking of which, Ghana's central bank has just halted MTN's planned 0.75% mobile money to bank fee. This is a big deal because it shows that regulators are paying close attention to the fees that telcos are charging for mobile money services.
This is a classic example of regulatory risk, Amara. MTN thought it could just impose this fee and get away with it, but the central bank is pushing back. The question now is what this means for MTN's fintech ambitions in Ghana, and whether this will set a precedent for other telcos in the region. As our standing question goes, which government is next to discover the mobile money tax lesson, the hard way?
And it's also worth noting that this decision could have implications for other mobile money operators in Ghana. If the central bank is cracking down on fees, that could create an opportunity for other players to enter the market and compete with MTN. We'll be watching this space closely to see how it develops and what it means for the broader mobile money ecosystem in West Africa.
Moving on to the next story, South Africa's AI Diagnostics has just raised $5.2 million to scale its AI-powered TB screening platform. This is a great example of how African startups are using technology to solve real-world health problems. But what's the business model here? And how will AI Diagnostics make money from this platform?
That's a good question, Kwame. According to reports, AI Diagnostics plans to generate revenue through a combination of hardware sales and subscription fees for its platform. But the real key to its success will be its ability to integrate with existing healthcare systems in South Africa and beyond. If it can get its platform into hospitals and clinics, that's where the real value will be.
Yesterday, we talked about Egypt's Sinai.ai, which is using AI to turn books into AI-native experiences. It's interesting to see another African startup using AI to solve a different kind of problem. But as we've argued before, the real challenge for these kinds of startups is navigating the regulatory environment and finding a viable business model. Can AI Diagnostics make it work? And what does this mean for the broader health tech space in Africa?
That's a great question, Kwame. As we move on to the final story, it's worth noting that the regulatory environment is critical for all of these startups. Nala has just secured up to $50 million in credit from Liquidity via MUFG-backed Mars Growth Capital to expand its stablecoin cross-border payment infrastructure. This is a big deal because it shows that investors are still willing to back African fintech startups with significant amounts of capital.
This is a great example of how debt financing can be a more effective way for fintech startups to raise capital, especially when they need to manage working capital and settlement risks. As our read at Tech Tycoon goes, float and pre-funding are the hidden costs of African payments, and companies that can access debt financing at reasonable rates have a significant advantage. What's the implication of this deal for Nala's competitors, and how will it change the cross-border payment landscape in Africa?
And that's where the real story is. With this kind of funding, Nala can expand its payment infrastructure and take on more customers, which could put pressure on its competitors to follow suit. As we've argued before, the key to success in African fintech is building a durable business model that can navigate the complexities of the continent's payment systems. Nala's move is a significant development in this space, and we'll be watching closely to see how it plays out. One thing to watch is whether Nala can use this funding to build a more integrated payment platform that can compete with the likes of MTN and other telcos, and what that means for the future of cross-border payments in Africa.
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.